from KQED.
Well, there are a lot of people who are anxious about what President Trump might do next. For example, many immigrant and Muslim families in the Bay Area are anxious about his plans to change travel and immigration policies. And despite parents' attempts to protect their children from the onslaught of news, some kids are still picking up on the tension, which means Bay Area pediatricians are seeing more kids with physical symptoms of anxiety. KQED's Laura Clivens reports.
Grab some pizza, grab a chair.
A pile of sneakers is growing at the entrance of a high-ceilinged house in the Oakland Hills. One by one, doctors are coming inside, taking off their shoes, and heading into a living room.
I thought we could just take a moment and just take a couple of deep breaths together. Try to relax your body, relax your shoulders.
Some are here to get politically active. Others have come to talk about how best to help their immigrant patients. Dr. Noemi Spinazzi says she's worried about Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
I was wondering if ICE would have any latitude to run any searches of our database using keywords like immigrant to kind of isolate those people who would be vulnerable.
A lawyer in the crowd explains it would be tough for the feds to force access to medical records. Another doctor wonders if she puts cards with legal advice for immigrants in her waiting room, would that draw attention to her practice or endanger the people she sees? But much of the talk turns to the stress these doctors are seeing in their patients, including the young ones.
It is not uncommon within our assessments to hear somehow an inherent fear of the Trump administration, very unsolicited. And you're talking about sometimes 8, 9, and 10-year-old kids.
Dr. Gabriella Bronson-Castain is a pediatric psychologist in Oakland. She says most of the kids she sees who have this fear are either Muslim or immigrants, or both.
Well, the day after the election, we had, you know, the first child that was seen was a boy who brought a BB gun to school because he was afraid of being deported.
Really, the kid was bluffing. He didn't have a BB gun.
But he wanted everybody to know that he did in the event that somebody would try to take him away.
Bronson Castain says kids try to cope in one of two ways.
They'll act inward, which I think we see as like maybe some kind of self-injury or sort of more depressive symptoms, potential suicidality, or we see them act outward, which is I become aggressive. I bring that BB gun to school. I carry a knife in my bag just in case.
Dr. Nusheen Razani is a pediatrician who sees patients in Oakland. She says she's never seen symptoms so severe in response to politics. Discrimination is always painful, she says, but it's worse when it comes from an authority figure.
It's one thing if you're 1% of the population and everyone else is targeting you. It's another thing when the government of the most powerful country in the whole world is also on the side of everyone that's targeting you.
Razani herself feels nervous as an Iranian-American. Iran is one of the countries targeted in both versions of Trump's travel ban. She says that actually helps her empathize.
There's a lot of moments where I'm able to bond with my patients in a way that I've never been able to do before because we may all be on the list of seven.
Meaning the list of seven countries included in Trump's first travel ban. One of her patients is Mohammed. That's not his real name. He's 11 years old, Muslim, and from Yemen. In the fall, he started having headaches and chest pain.
It felt like somebody was like pushing something on me. It was like the bones in my chest were like going backward. It hurted a lot.
Mohammed, his parents, and his little brother arrived 3 years ago. They left Yemen because Mohammed's mother was attacked for working on women's rights. The family fled to the U.S. and eventually got asylum. The four of them now share a studio apartment in Oakland. Mohammed says this year in sixth grade, it started out okay, until Trump won the presidency.
After Trump got elected, like everybody started treating me differently.
He says his classmates started criticizing Muslims and calling him a terrorist.
Not every Muslim is a terrorist. Some are terrorists, but I'm not a terrorist. I didn't do anything to you, so you shouldn't call me a terrorist.
Mohammed doesn't want to tell his teachers because he thinks that will make things worse. And he doesn't want his parents to get involved because he says he wants to fix it.
After he got elected, I felt different than I used to be feeling. It changed in a bad way.
He got depressed. He even talked about killing himself. Mohammed starts crying and his mom rubs his back.
I don't know what to do. So should we leave here and go back to our country? My country is in war. So we're rejected here. We can't go back to our country. And I don't know about what the future is going to bring for us.
Mohammed's getting treated for his chest pain, and he says it's getting better. He's also going to his first therapy session this week. I'm Laura Clivens, KQED News.
More news is just ahead. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.